morning we're looking at Psalm 67 as we go through our daily reading. Get unhooked here. Psalm 67 is one of the shortest prophetic psalms. It's a good psalm. It says, God be merciful to unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Stop and think about that. We could stop and think about that all day long, I think. And why is answered in verse 2, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Anybody ever unsatisfied with the government in the world? Anybody ever unsatisfied with the government in the United States?
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. God's going to judge righteously, and Jesus will be our king. Amen.
Yeah.
There's coming a day, people of God.
Right.
Let the earth praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. There is coming a day. Amen. Amen. J. Vernon McGee says that the psalm reveals the ultimate and final desire and purpose of God for this earth. That's true. Bless us is used 3 times. Praise thee is repeated 4 times. There are 3 peoples or groups mentioned in the psalm. God is referred to 15 times in this psalm. That's a really short psalm to have God mentioned 15 times. The nation of Israel, which is the us, is mentioned 6 times. And the nations are mentioned 9 times. That means foreigners, different peoples and races, a different strata of society. And that includes you and me. Matthew Henry says about this psalm that all of our happiness comes from ourselves, right?
No.
No. All of our happiness comes from God. Amen. He is the giver of happiness. And that first verse, again, Pat, if you want to put that first verse up, it says, God be merciful unto us and bless us. What does it mean for him to be merciful unto us? It means that he's going to stoop down to us. He's going to come down to us, an inferior, and he's going to bless us. Amen. He's going to kneel down. It means to actually have compassion on, to come down. He cares about us. You know he cares about you? Amen. Yes, he cares about each one of us in this room. And then he's going to bless us, and that means to salute or kneel down. So that's saying the same thing. And then he's going to cause his face to shine upon us. That means his face is going to shine upon us and make us luminous, to enlighten us and give us light. Amen. And when he does those 3 things, then the nations will know. And they'll also praise him. And the fear of God will come upon them. So we need to be willing to give ourselves to God. To let him shine upon us. To let him bless us. And to let him be merciful unto us. And then that's going to cause our faces to shine. Do you like to shine?
You bet.
I kind of like to shine. Let's shine for Jesus this morning. Let's stand and say this psalm in its entirety together. God be merciful unto us and bless us. And cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Pastor Kevin, could that possibly be a key to the kingdom?
I believe it is.
I believe it is, too. Let all the people praise him. Amen. Let's do it.